AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden starts his part of a tour of the country to promote his coronavirus economic relief bill.
Shots in arms and money in pockets.
First stop is Pennsylvania, a small business near Philadelphia. Vice President Kamala Harris started her part of the trip yesterday in Nevada. The Homeland Security Secretary is affirming the situation at the border is under control.
Critics want to call it a crisis, but Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will call it only difficult. The surge in the number of immigrants coming across the border. He says the rising number of children crossing into the U.S. by themselves is a challenge, but the U.S. won't send them back to Mexico or other countries. They're being held in shelters. The number of children crossing by themselves rose 60% from January to February. Migrants who are under 18 are being allowed to remain in the country while the government decides whether they have a legal claim to residency. Most single adults and families are being quickly expelled. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say one person is dead, two people are in custody, following a shooting on the campus of Boise State University in Idaho overnight. A man was found lying in the street with gunshot wounds. Two suspects in Boise are in custody. The juror is seated so far in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd are a diverse group, an element being closely scrutinized in a case where race plays a central role. Nine jurors have been seated, including five who are white, one who is multiracial, two who are black, and one who is Hispanic. Russian authorities say they will block Twitter in a month if it doesn't take steps to remove banned content. The move escalates the Russian government standoff with social media platforms that have played a major role in amplifying dissent in Russia. Violence has returned to Myanmar after demonstrators protesting last month's military coup held small peaceful marches. This is AP News. An ex-Marine detained in Iran is denying allegations of espionage.
When Amir Hekmani was released from Iranian custody in 2016, he thought he was eligible for $20 million from a special U.S. government fund that compensates victims of international terrorism. But he never received the money. He was detained in Iran in 2011 on suspicion he was spying for the CIA. Court documents reviewed by the Associated Press reveal the FBI suspects Hamani traveled to Iran to sell classified secrets, not to visit his grandmother, as he says. Hekmani denies the allegations in a sworn statement. He has filed a lawsuit seeking the money. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Britain's 99-year-old Prince Philip is back at Windsor Castle. He was treated for an infection and underwent a heart procedure. Philip's illness is not believed to be related to the coronavirus. Both Philip and Queen Elizabeth were vaccinated in January. Ed Donahue, AP News.